USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The leaders of North and South Korea have agreed to restore lines of communication between the two countries in an attempt to improve relations. The Associated Press reporting the office of South Korea's president made the announcement saying that the leaders had been negotiating since April and have agreed to reopen the suspended communications link between the leadership of the two nations. And public employees in California and New York City and in one federal agency will soon have to get vaccinated against COVID. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Monday that all state and health care workers in the state will have to get vaccinated or get tested once a week starting next month. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced similar requirements for the 340,000 city workers there. Then Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough also announced that all health care personnel working for the department would be required to get vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A Senate Republican report into the cost of the Biden administration's policies on the southern border was released on Monday. Tim Berg has more.
A new report by Senate Republicans claims the Biden administration spent $2 billion to halt construction of former President Trump's border wall. This as record apprehensions of illegal immigrants at the U.S. southern border continue, with over 1 million illegal immigrants encountered at the border this fiscal year. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy believes President Biden's move was a waste of taxpayer money.
Senate Republicans are scrambling right now to pass an infrastructure bill that's paid for. We could use this $2 billion that he is wasting. That would overlay about 1,600 miles of four-lane highways.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Masks are once again required in public indoor spaces and on public transportation in St. Louis and in St. Louis County, Missouri, as the state deals with a spike in new COVID cases. It's part of a nationwide surge in new cases attributed to the Delta variant of the virus. Dr. Tyson Bell believes that this may be the beginning of restrictions being reimposed around the country, even for those who are fully vaccinated. The assistant professor of infectious diseases at the University of Virginia tells CBS News they may be necessary while vaccination rates catch up with the spread.
I think that's coming, and frankly, I agree with it. We have to think about, you know, what are the mechanisms we have to stop a surge? Vaccination is certainly a part of the overall effort, and we have to, you know, get to the pockets of the country that still have low rates of vaccination. But when you're in the midst of a surge, it's important to remember that it does take time for the vaccines to build up that immune response. So 2 weeks for a Johnson & Johnson, 5 weeks for the Pfizer and 6 weeks for Moderna, for instance. And now, in the midst of a surge, a day is more like a week and a week is more like a month. And so what you have to do is stop the chain of transmission today. So the people that are infected today are infecting the people of tomorrow. In the case of the Delta variant, one person is estimated to spread to around four others, as opposed to the original strain, which that was two or three people. So you really have to think about the measures that can stop the chain of transmission right now. And those are mass mitigation measures, capacity constraints, and physical distancing.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.